around the circumference of the buildings. I don't know what you know. It depends on what a developer wants to do. I mean, especially in this case where you might have an additional, you might have a restaurant, you might have a motel or hotel facility, and that facility may have recreational activities for its patrons. So.
I mean, you know, you can't exactly, you can't police it to say, geez, there's somebody here who's not buying something.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, I think we leave it alone. It's conceivable that, you know, the operator or even one of the businesses might say, gee, could we have a special event, a cookie drive, you know, in the public space or something at some point. But the idea that it's going to be a gathering place for the public,
I can't see that happening.
No.
We certainly are all for the 1 acre. We think it's a great thing for the project.
Is this a change, Tony, in 14, or is that the way it always was?
Which part?
The portion that indicates that it's the recreational facilities would be available to the general public. I think it's always said that, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's been in there.
I thought that
there
was...
There are eight versions that Andrew put his name to. That's not including mine. So let me look. I can look on the one that...
I know there's...
I have a clean copy in front of me here.
There's actually 10 versions altogether.
I have a clean copy here, but there's a marked up version, which was the one he said, like late September, I think it was, I believe. So let me look.
Don't get me wrong. I'm okay with it if we got no liability for...
Yeah.
For that... being like that.
This is different, though.
Yeah, we're not encouraging the public.
Yeah, but if...
No, but if there's nice walking trails, that was the idea. It should be able to be used by... But you're especially if you're doing fast food.
This way they can walk around.
Are they only allowed there when they buy a sandwich, or are they allowed there afterwards at a different time?
No, that would not be restricted. There's no way to do that anyway. So, right. And ideally, if they go for a walk, maybe they will want to buy something.
Maybe they'll buy more.
That's right.
Well, usually the more time they spend on your property, the more they patronize establishments, right?
No, I heard you.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about that.
Okay, that's fine.
The rate governmental immunity is going, you won't be liable for anything.
Right, so the language
that was
in the cell, though.
September,
I thought it was.
The one he sent at the end of September. Actually, October 13th was the last
one
that he sent. It was in there that way.
That's the one we basically...
Yeah, we were all right with that. Mm-hmm.
So the language in the cell, though, is 10%
for
mobile home parks.
Okay.
That was set aside for recreation.
Right. And of course, that would be a smaller...
That's a residential.
That's a residential use where people
yeah,
are there.
Yeah, that would be a smaller development.
That's a residential, too. That's not a commercial building.
But the point was high-density use.
Yeah.
Right?
Was there anything for... on design standards, was there anything for open space?
It might be because my conversation, remember the conversation we had at the time was about being consistent and not having a higher requirement for one type of housing project versus another type of housing project. So,
yeah, and actually there's two things under the recreational land development section. You have the mobile home that calls for 10%. And then you have on recreational land developments, it's calling for 10% of the gross site area to be set aside and developed as common use areas for open and enclosed recreational facilities.
So that's what I'm saying is there was a 10%, they were trying to make it consistent so that despite what specific type of use, it was consistent amount that was set aside for open space when you were doing kind of higher density development on the rest of the site than what we would otherwise normally
Well, this one's still gotta be 20%.
Yeah, this is 20%, so that's twice as much.
It's only 5% that has to be the actual recreational area, like tables, yeah, planned area.
Right, right.
Pickleball courts or walking trail or...
Right, the rest would be, if it's walking trails or another rest area that they wanna put somewhere else, it's all gonna be in the 20%.
Yep.
Yeah,
I mean, if the 5% was an area of 100 by 100, then...
Yeah, I think you can...
Maybe, like Ace said, a spot to walk the dog or...
200 by 200.
I don't wanna mark it.
200 by 200.
No, I think you could probably differentiate between residential and non-residential without being inconsistent.
Well, because the residential people are there for a significant period of time. I doubt if anybody comes to this property for more than an hour. Typically, it'd be lunch and
unless they're staying at the hotel.
Yeah, well, and the hotel, as you pointed, they would probably have enclosed.
Correct.
Recreational area.
But again, I go back to, this is an ordinance that we will have to live with for all developments that fit into that planned development standard, not just this one project.
Mm-hmm. But it is only allowed in the DD zone. That's a fairly small area of Milford Township.
Well, Milford Township is small, but what we have left to develop for certainly is small.
Yeah.
But it would be more than just this project.
Agreed.
So are you saying it should be 10% to be consistent?
I think it should be consistent.
Then you're saying 10% overall?
Is it 10% total open space? Because that's what the mobile home park part says.
Yeah.
And we're at 20%.
Well, let me back this up. There's a difference between what's the open space and what's the impervious coverage maximum, right? You're not talking about the impervious coverage. You're talking about on top of what is
Over
set
and
aside.
Above, right.
Yeah.
That would be 35%.
Right.
And I say that because the maximum we could get to would be 65%.
65, right.
Possibly go up to 75%, but a separate conditional use process. Mm-hmm. So the impervious, the maximum, lot coverage is going to be presumably 65%. At very worst, 75%. But then this is to say that there's got to be open space that would be at least 20%. And of that, 10% would be, or 5% would be a defined recreational area, but there would be trails on some of the other open space.
Yes.
One of the things we said was it's hard to be able to measure how trails add up to a recreational number.
Correct.
Because how do you measure their width, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we said, well, okay, we'll agree to a defined area. It says it can't be more than two of them. So you could have a small area here and a small area here. Probably almost certainly one of them will have some picnic tables. So that's my guess. And possibly other things. But people could still walk around the other parts of the property that are not developed. Now, no, not a stormwater basin, if there is one, because that's going to be, enclosed.
Enclosed.
But other areas they could. So I think, we kind of went back and forth on that, and I think that the Planning Commission came up with something reasonable there. And for some reason, after the September meeting and before we got the last draft that Andrew sent in October, he had increased it to 10%. He acknowledged that's not what was discussed at the meeting. He just thought he'd put that in there for discussion purposes. So we had more discussion, and I think the consensus was still that the 5% defined recreational area was adequate.
And
so the total recreation area was still 20%.
20%.
Yes. Open space,
The open space was 20%.
As opposed to 10% for mobile homes.
Public space,
I think part of the reason is because we're adjacent to, there's a slope in the back which will never be touched, which can be used for open space. There could be trails through it, and it does abut against the county-owned public land down closer to the river.
Very nice.
Because it butts up to the federal land.
Yeah.
Federal land.
Mm-hmm. And there's 12 acres of federal land right out back there.
Okay.
What do you think, Gary?
I like 5%.
All right. Then 5% it is, and perhaps...
In total 20%.
All right, I hear that there's a majority in the 5% defined.
Okay. That's what we had discussed.
Okay. So
I'm okay with it.
We should talk a little bit about where we go from here. Clearly, not at its set at five.
What's going to be submitted to the county? It's got to be submitted to the county.
The motion on that go first, right?
Zoning officer.
Right. Yeah. So
could we look at a hearing date somewhere down the road?
Yeah.
Obviously, the county has 30 days.
Yeah, 30 from when they get it, yeah.
So I don't think that'll fit into your December meeting schedule.
No.
No, it will not. Certainly not. And of course, our early January meeting schedule is...
is limited.
Reorg.
Yeah, I guess if we could go for the third Monday in January.
We normally don't
advertise. Unless you want to have a special meeting.
We normally don't advertise anything until we get something back from the county because...
Right, so we usually wait for the comments.
What happens is are substantive... modifications as a result of what we get back from the county, then we need to,
money.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We don't want to waste any money.
Sure. I'm sure you're going to put that in a nicer way.
By the 50th.
No, it's very plain and simple. We don't want to waste any money. Not theirs, not ours. We don't want to waste anybody's
money.
That's
right.
Need a motion on that 5%.
Yeah, 5%.
Yeah.
Do we? Okay. Was that your?
Yes.
Okay.
5%.
So Gary made a motion to set the defined recreation area at 5%?
Of the 20%.
Of the 20%?
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
All right. And then we need a separate motion to send it to the county.
County, yep.
I make a motion
with
we send
5% change.
I make a motion we send this ordinance to the county with the 5% change.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So passed.
I just ask that the secretary let Mr. Belwar know, because since he has
the actual document,
he should make the change, yes.
Somewhere along the way, by the way, the wording just changed. It is 6-1, half dozen the other. It did say 5% at one point. Now it says either 1/4 or 1/2 of the 20%.
I prefer to 5%.
Which becomes 5%.
Right? Yeah,
just so you know, if you say 5% of the open space, that actually would be 1%.
Yeah.
If my math's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's the engineer. I'm not.
Yeah.
So I think we would. Sure,
but he has in there either 1/4 or 1/2. So I think that's probably how you'll have to change that word.
1/2. 1/4.
In that one spot there. You can double check.
1/4
right there.
Oh, yeah, that did change, yeah. Because the original one had called a percentage.
It did, and then you changed it.
It says half slice, one quarter.
So we'll just use the 1/4.
Yeah.
Should I make the change, or should I ask him to change?
No, ask him to change it, since it's his document.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to step on anything.
The original draft of the agenda had the planner...
Oh,
recommendation for the planner.
We took that off because at planning level we decided to interview them.
Okay.
And
okay.
Shauna was getting interviews set up. Where are we at on that?
Nancy Sarcinella replied she will be here on the 25th.
Okay.
To speak with you. I don't see any emails for Mr. Baker.
It's not Mr. Baker, it's Mr. Truax.
So I need that email. I called and left a message. I saw a phone number over there. So I left a message, but he didn't call me back.
So the 25th?
On
at 7 p.m.?
We're doing two different dates.
You're doing two different dates?
Yeah, we're going to do one on the 25th and one on the next meeting.
Okay.
So they're not here together.
One last thing, if I might. When you send it to the county, could the copy be sent to me?
Sure.
Just the email.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So it will be December.
Thank you all for
your
patience.
Third.
No, our meeting would be December.
I don't know my phone's like.
25th is.
It should be December 11th.
That's your workshop.
The second Thursday.
Oh, our meeting, yeah.
Yeah. 12/11.
Man, thank you all.
Thanks, Jim. See you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on, request for the use of the conference room for December 6th for Greenwood Hills Homeowners Association.
Is she asking for all three dates, or?
I don't know what she's asking for. You don't want to made out the minutes.
Jenna just has it.
She was sort of asking for use of the community house.
Now it's like 3 days now.
After I made that agenda.
I think she did not.
She had to check with her attorney as to whether he's.
Right.
Right. They were looking for us to approve the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. And they're waiting to hear back at which day works for their attorney.
We don't have anything going on any of those days?
No.
Wow.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the request by Greenwood Hills for the use of the building under the usual conditions.
For all three dates?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 It passed.
They are interested in more information on what's happening with Constitution Avenue's bridge so that they can make their members aware of the discussion.
And you haven't heard anything back yet?
I have had no response.
No official response.
My last round of requests to the county.
Didn't like us.
Should be back this week.
I went in Helms the other day. One of our commissioners was in there, he turned right around, walked back, and helped us when he say hello to me. Guess you know which one that was. Any other public participation?
Yeah, I have a few questions, please, for help on this. So on that last one, item G, that is for December 6th, is that correct?
We've approved them for
3 days.
Three Saturdays.
6th, 13th, and
20th. I'm sorry.
6th, 13th, and then 20th. Whichever
right.
one of those three.
Right.
Whichever days
they're. Yeah, I'm sorry, I have an ear infection, so I have a little trouble here.
No problem.
I apologize.
No problem.
They were waiting to finalize their schedule
with their
for
attorney.
Their attorney to let them know what their availability was. So they asked for all three dates because, you know, there's only twice a month they can get our permission. So this way they'll have whatever date their attorney can do. And just Shahana, ask them to please make sure that you know which date they end up.
Sure.
Thank
you. So you approved them for the 6th, 13th, and 20th, but they're basically going to use it for two different dates, is that correct?
No, one.
One date.
They just don't know which one because they
have.
Because they're waiting for their attorney to tell
right.
them what's their availability.
Mm-hmm. The cookie drive-through, that's for here on the property here?
In the parking lot.
Yep.
And what is the date or dates on that again?
There's about 5 dates.
It's 5 dates.
I have a whole, we can give you the whole email.
Yeah, I got mine right here.
Got it?
You got yours faster. I don't have it.
Right here, Wayne.
Oh, thank you. And I assume it doesn't say here, but I assume. That's Girl Scouts, is that
yes.
correct?
Oh, yeah.
When I see cookies, that's the first thing I think of.
Oh, yeah, that's the cookie drive.
Yep, they've been doing the Girl Scout cookies in our parking lot a long time.
My wife stops it every time it's there. For the mints.
I
used to love those.
Me too, but now I'm that big, I don't need
them. My last question is, with regards to what just happened here, you basically passed the amendment for
No.
We can't pass the amendment.
No.
Okay. It has to be reviewed by the county, and we have to have a public hearing.
I want to find out what was actually passing.
Nothing.
The
proposed
they
change.
Vote for.
Finished filling in a blank in the proposed amendment and approved sending it to the county for review.
Yeah.
What does that amendment involve, actually?
It's an amendment to the zoning ordinance.
I'm sorry?
So it's an amendment to the zoning ordinance.
Right.
To allow more than one commercial building on a single site.
More than one commercial building
use.
With
and
separate
use.
Uses.
On a single site. Presently, the ordinance doesn't allow that.
So by doing this, then you're now able to send it to the county?
Yes. Yes. And the county has to review all amendments to zoning ordinances to determine whether they're consistent with the county planning and also our comprehensive plan. And after that, we have to schedule a public hearing to hear public comment from anyone that's interested in this ordinance. And after that, the supervisors would have an opportunity to vote.
Is there a date on that, though?
No.
Not yet.
We can't schedule a hearing until the county actually sends their recommendations back. Yeah.
I know it was mentioned about recreational space. Mm-hmm. Could you perhaps help me on that, elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, recreational space, the way the ordinance is set up is it's calling for this type of project to have 20% open space. And of that 20%, 5% would be active recreational space to be used by either people who are at the site or general public. So the other 15% would be like a walking trail or a green area.
Gardens,
whatever, right. But 5% has to be active, has to be uses consistent, similar to what they mentioned. Like,
what would be an example of that then?
A pickleball court.
Sorry?
A pickleball court.
Yeah, some kind of physical activity.
Yeah. Picnic table.
Playground.
Walking path.
You mentioned the dog area.
Dog walking area.
Talk to Chris.
Yeah. I know that was mentioned. Yeah. And trails, right?
Yep, trails. Things for active recreation.
And that's 5% of that, is that correct?
Yes.
The trails are included in the 20%.
Correct.
The trails wouldn't be considered active recreation because they couldn't quantify them very easily.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
But there has to be overall 20% open space overall.
Right.
Correct.
With 5% dedicated to active recreation.
To active recreation. Right.
Okay. So there's no change or anything. I know that's the ordinance, but there was no actual discussion of change on
this
that.
This is a whole proposed amendment to the ordinance. Yeah, none of this is stuff that's currently in the ordinance right
none
now.
Of
this
is
new
ordinance.
Stuff that they've been working on putting together.
For a year.
Yeah, the Planning Commission's basically been working on it for almost a year now.
Yep.
So this is a proposed amendment to the existing ordinance.
Yes.
Which is subject to approval at the time.
Yes.
Done.
It's subject to public hearing first.
And then approval.
And then potentially approval.
Or
in whatever form
denial.
It finally ends up having correct. At that point in time.
Would those numbers remain the same, though, or could they change?
They can change. And that's the whole point of a public hearing,
public
right?
Hearing.
Is to give the public a chance to weigh in and yep. tell us what
and
they think.
Not just the numbers, but other portions could change also, mm-hmm. depending upon whether the county believes it's consistent with their plan and our plan.
And the applicant was amenable, it seemed, to that discussion. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think this has been, the whole process has been kind of back and forth with the planners. I mean, I witnessed it. I haven't participated directly in it, but I witnessed it, and it's been kind of... It's good. It was a different experience.
On the subject of ordinances, I know it has been mentioned, maybe that might be the proper word, anything new on the idea or if it's still continuing on as a thought process on data centers, a data center ordinance?
We have a public hearing scheduled for our next meeting to adopt a moratorium ordinance that would give us 6 months to write our ordinance for data centers. And that, you know, that's part of this process of, do we hire a planner? If we hire a planner, we would have the benefit of the planner weighing in on that, the same as we could have the planner look at this proposal as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we, you know, if we get the planner on board at, in that time frame. And I think if my memory serves me, you said the Planning Commission actually really liked Cumberland County's, or the Pike County's model.
Pike's was nice, actually.
Pike's was really good. We each took a copy of it to make some adjustments that we feel need to be done to it. Like, just for instance, they had a height of 60 feet for the building and accessory.
Oh, yes, yeah.
We're going to, you know, I would think we would go with 45.
Stay at 45, yeah.
You know?
Realize that standard height for data centers is 80.
80 feet.
Hmm?
That's what we're staying at, 45.
80 feet.
Well, we have, luckily, Herman, when he shows up, is very knowledgeable on data centers. He's doing a lot of work on them.
Great.
And he gave us a lot of good input on it. And it just seems like noise-wise, he said, you can't hear a thing from outside the building. But if the power goes out, they'll have 12 Cummings generators running that are really loud.
Mm-hmm. I think that
sounds like my development.
The age of the data center has a lot to do with that. That's not the case for some of the first-generation data centers. I'm told that you can hear them up to a quarter mile away. But they're getting better with the technology, and they're getting better with the building construction. However, if you don't have it in your ordinance that they're required to use those things to minimize the sound, to minimize the water consumption, you know, you don't necessarily get the best technology and the best construction of what is available out there.
Agreed.
And that's why that's the things we're looking at in the ordinance. Something I noticed that I didn't see in there, those backup generators, some of them have 3,500 gallon fuel tanks underneath them, underneath the generator, that it sits right on the fuel tank. And I wanna see more safety precautions for stuff like that, because they're gonna need containment in case one of those ruptures. As far as the sound,
it's going to be interesting to see how it goes with the weather conditions in the Northeast as compared to where a lot of them are presently.
And I was telling the planning board,
a little better, warmer weather.
I just got a call from Chihola. They're talking about putting a data center in Chihola.
Really?
Yeah, and the only property they said that they think they're looking at, they're not 100% sure, was the Riggs property on Twin Lakes Road. Which, I don't know, that's going to take a lot to get power there to that one.
Whose property is that?
That's right across the street from the old Winnie Dog.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Is there a substation there?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Nope. You have to build it.
So, as I hear more information on it,
I have no idea how much it costs to build a substation.
I have heard that Lake Wallenpaupack, areas very close to the lake, have had interest because of the power generation.
Power generation, yeah.
Anything that is very close to power generation. And so our gas compressor station
is,
you know, that
site,
and combined with the high voltage power lines, could draw a data center use to that area. However, Pike County Light and Power versus, you know, kind of the big players. You know, the reason that data centers have become a hotbed in Pennsylvania is twofold. One is because Pennsylvania changed the law on taxation for the actual computer equipment. And that's where they spend the bulk of their money, because they're constantly turning over the servers and buying new ones in a very short cycle. And it's a huge amount of money that they spend. So that change in the tax law made it more exciting to be here. And the second reason is because Pennsylvania is a hotbed for energy generation. So what was happening is these were proliferating all over Virginia, and Pennsylvania was sending the power to Virginia to help feed them. But now we're getting to be the more exciting location, and Virginia has changed a lot of the regulations and is starting to push back against them, kind of like what you're seeing in Pennsylvania with this sort of anti-warehouse activity among the constituency, they're getting that type of activity against data centers there. And so they're starting to look again at Pennsylvania, and it, because we have so much power generation, they really like it here. But our climate is supposed to be a helpful thing for them here, because the cooler it is, the more it benefits them. Yeah, yes. Because it costs them less.
They use less water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
more power, cool but less water.
So one of the things that I've heard too, I've been reading a lot on this too. In fact, editor and publisher had a whole article on that just came over today. And a lot of it was reiteration of what we all already know. One of the things I didn't realize completely is that the article by an expert, written by an expert on the in the field, said that if there's a tremendous use of electric power, tremendous taxing of the grid, that leads to increased energy rates for the residents who live in that region as well. They have to carry some of that weight, so to speak, because the usage becomes so high, as I understand from the article, that the rates would have to go up with it.
Well, the problem is that energy is auctioned, right? So the more you have a shortage of supply, the higher the cost goes when the demand goes up, right? Your supply gets shorter and shorter, the price gets higher to offset it. Mm-hmm. And the problem is the power companies, obviously, they really like these users because it's a cash cow for them, right? It's one customer that draws a huge amount. Now, they're trying to figure out, part of what they're trying to figure out is what is the demand actually going to really be and how is it going to be on a stable basis, as opposed to peak demand periods and slow demand periods and data centers moving, you know, where they've got some cases a lot of spec development that's looking at the area, how much of that is actually going to happen versus the same project that you think it's seven projects, but it's maybe one project looking at all seven locations.
Correct.
Right? So that's a huge part of the problem. And then, you know, what is their actual demand and how are they going to also, how are they going to protect the people from demand issues? So if we have a shortage where we have, 100 degree weather and usage for electric demand, you know, for air conditioners, it skyrockets and you have a brownout situation, how do you protect making sure that the people can get that and the hospitals and things can get that critical infrastructure instead of kind of the best customer? And that's something that, you know, they're still writing the regulations for in Pennsylvania. They haven't finished the process yet of figuring that part out.
With having this, as I understand from what you said, the public hearing would be at the next meeting. But that's also a process that probably would not be up for a vote for passage for a while.
No.
Correct.
All that's on the agenda for that public hearing is a moratorium ordinance.
That's it.
Right. Okay?
So that hearing is about adopting a moratorium, which is no applications will be accepted for 6 months. While we're fixing our ordinance so that it has the capacity to handle these projects. So any standards that we're going to adopt for data centers, which it's not like we have a choice to say we want it, we like it, we don't like it. We can write standards sometimes that are unrealistic and potentially challengeable in court, but we really don't get a choice. In Pennsylvania, municipalities have to have a place for everything, a zone, if you will, for everything in their ordinance. So the question is, what are our standards going to look like? And we need a chance to write those, you know, to make those into a code. So this, the moratorium gives us 6 months where we don't accept any applications for that use while we're going through writing what our standards are going to be.
So, and with that, the ordinance, the completed ordinance, would probably be up for a vote around next June?
6 months, right, months out, right. You'd be looking at the same process that you heard us talking about with this amendment, where we have a draft, the draft has to go to the county for review, the county sends it back to us with comments, then we schedule a public hearing. That whole same process would happen for that ordinance when it when it's finished.
During those 6 months?
During those 6 months, right.
Okay.
And if not, I mean, if we're not done at the end of the 6 months, the moratorium expires and we are accepting applications whether we have standards to handle them or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the pressure is on us to make sure we get the job done.
It'll be done.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, the Planning Commission.
Thank you, planners.
And the following meeting would be, in next month would be for the budget, would that be correct?
Yeah, yeah. December 15th would be our budget hearing.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to talk to John?
Yeah, I talked to John, he's going to call me back.
Oh, okay.
Anything else under public participation?
Not really, not right now, no.
Okay, I make a motion, we pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.